What I'm doing is called beat juggling. So essentially you're taking one record and putting it on both turntables. So while this one plays, I'm getting this one ready to start back over the beginning of the loops.
Sean Johnson is in an advanced mixing class, his final course at the Beat Refinery. He's been taking evening classes at the DJ school outside Washington for about 2 years. By day, he works as an audio engineer.
I don't do that full-time anymore. I'm slowly working my way into being a full-time DJ. It's really just kind of making the dream come to life.
12-year-old Ethan Feinberg has been taking classes here for a year and a half.
Well, I want to be a DJ when I'm older, and I really like music, and it's fun.
We have 10-year-olds all the way up to 50-year-olds, women, men, all nationalities. Sometimes we've had students that can't even speak English, but there's the music that brings them together.
Longtime DJ Chris Stiles co-founded the Beat Refinery in 2010. It is the only DJ school in the Washington area.
We felt there was a need to have this school because in today's world you see a lot of different places where people use DJs, whether it's at weddings or at bars or clubs or clothing stores. The profession of a DJ has become a very sought-after job.
The school offers classes for those wanting to become professionals, as well as those who just want to mix party music for friends. The two-year program leads to certification and helps with job placement.
We've had about 600 students in the last 2.5 years.
Kim Venitz is one of the graduates. She was an office worker before she began spinning turntables full-time under the stage name DJ Alchemist.
And when I discovered DJing, the very first class that I took from the Beat Refinery, I was immediately hooked, and I knew that there was like going to be no stopping me. I love that it's just all about music.
As electronic dance music, continuously spun by DJs, has become the primary sound in clubs and parties, Styles says some DJs have become superstars, opening the industry for others.
There's a lot of DJs that make, especially at the world stage, at a big stage, DJs can make few million dollars a year on the top side, and then a DJ that works very hard locally can make six figures for sure.
Sean Johnson is confident his future is bright.
There's no question about that at all. There's a lot more opportunities now the DJ is the featured performer, and because of that, now is a perfect time to be a DJ.
Kim Venitz agrees.
I'm feeling more comfortable than when I was working in my office job for sure.
Most of all, Venitz says she's happy that she makes a living doing what she loves, playing music and helping people have a good time. For producer June So, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.